Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 46, 48, 49, and 51. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. Lost and Found. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tears swelled in Molly's eyes. Her head spun around as her eyes darted here and there, frantically looking for her parents. Fear welled up in her heart. She didn't see anyone she knew. She was lost. Have you ever been lost? It is a scary thing to be lost. Parents, ever had the moment where you lost sight of a child? That is also frightening. It is why parents often tell their children, "Stay here, stay close to me, don't wander off." Mary and Joseph experienced that feeling of having a lost child. As they left Jerusalem, they thought they knew where Jesus was. They thought he was traveling with their group of friends and relatives as they headed home. But they were wrong. They couldn't find him. Mary and Joseph thought Jesus was lost. They searched for 3 days. Finally, Mary and Joseph found him sitting in the temple courts, talking to the people who taught God's word and asking them questions. Jesus was at his church, listening and growing in God's word. Jesus was a special child, wasn't he? He wasn't just the son of Mary. He was the Son of God, the Savior God the Father had sent to rescue us. Jesus wasn't being disobedient to Mary and Joseph when they couldn't find him. Jesus was doing what his heavenly Father wanted, learning God's word and spending time in God's house. Sometimes you and I find it hard to do what our heavenly Father wants. He wants us to be closer to him. He wants us to learn more about what God's word says and to spend time in God's house. But to be honest, we aren't always eager to go to church or Sunday school or a Bible class. We may not be too enthusiastic to take time to read a Bible story or talk to God in prayer. Maybe you're not even happy about how long this devotion is taking. That's what makes Jesus so special. He came to take your place. You and I sin. We don't always do what our Heavenly Father wants. So Jesus was perfectly obedient to God the Father in our place. You and I aren't perfectly obedient to our parents. So Jesus perfectly obeyed Mary and Joseph in our place. Jesus' perfection covers over your imperfections. Because of Jesus, you are forgiven. Jesus was a special child. He is our special Savior. Because he took our place, you and I will never be lost or separated from our Heavenly Father. We take time to pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to earth and taking my place. Thank you for being obedient to God the Father in my place and forgiving my sin. Help me to follow in my Savior's footsteps by being obedient to you and those over me. In your name I pray. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.